This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, home of the world champion Tampa Bay Buccaneers, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military, our veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and air room workers, our Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in a coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, thank you so very much for doing what you're doing to keep America rolling along. And don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. Also, we're on MeWe the same way, Gab the same way, Twitter, at Captain's America, capitalize the word America, and Parler, we're on there, at The Captain's America. And we have our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. All right, well, starting us out tonight, our number one, as always, the professor of politics, Kyle Warren. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
Are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words under God because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, let's see, Kyle. Today's March the 5th, Friday.
Right.
Yesterday was March the 4th, Thursday.
Right.
Yesterday there was supposed to be another attack on the Capitol.
That's right.
Did I miss something?
No, but there was no attack on the Capitol whatsoever, not even a hint of one, with the exception of what they called the intelligence reports, but nothing happened, and I think we talked about it as well. We didn't see any kind of thing happening at all.
Well, the second they mentioned the word QAnon, that ended it for me.
Yeah, well,
I said, what are you doing? Well, Q says, come on, cut the crap.
Well, exactly. I mean, obviously, as you said, once you heard that, then that just sort of tells the whole story. But even so, anybody would have any kind of notion that they would want to engage in something like that, better think twice is all I can say.
Yeah, and the other thing is in lieu of what was going on yesterday, it was decided that the National Guard will remain in Washington, D.C. for another 2 months.
Yeah, that's what we're hearing. And, of course, this is part of some of the review and so forth, some of the suggestions that are being made now. But right, they'll stay there for another at least 2 months. And who knows? We'll see if they'd even get extended after that. But I think you're going to begin to hear even more bipartisan calls to take down the fencing and stop the what they're doing right now. Yeah.
Well, you know, Washington has a baseball team, the Washington Nationals.
Right.
And I'm wondering what they're going to do when they decide to play baseball in the stadium in D.C. Is the National Guard going to ring the stadium?
Yeah, I don't know. But the idea, of course, is that the more that you have those troops there, and obviously nobody wants any kind of thing untoward to happen, but it will be a backdrop, one would think, of a joint session of Congress or an address by the president to the joint session of Congress very soon.
Okay, well, let's listen to my friend Greg Cluxton, and he has something to say about Joe Biden being frustrated with the states that are relaxing the COVID-19 restrictions. Let's just listen to this for a minute.
The president this week called it a mistake for Texas and Mississippi to relax COVID-19 restrictions, and he called it Neanderthal thinking to believe that mask wearing isn't necessary.
What everybody saw yesterday was a reflection of his frustration and exasperation.
White House spokesman Jen Psaki says Americans, whether they live in a red state or a blue state, need to listen to the guidance of public health experts. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Now, White House spokesman Jen Psaki, that sounds like some kind of drink, right?
Somewhat, yeah.
Yeah, she also would not credit Operation Warp Speed for helping to expedite the vaccine when the question was asked.
Well, of course not. The animosity between the new Biden administration and the Trump administration, the thought of the Trump administration is just absolutely on display. It's very sad because there is continuity between administrations, no matter if they were Republican or Democrat or what have you. There is typically continuity. This is a very big continuity. They wouldn't have the vaccine, which President Biden said they didn't have, by the way, when he came into office. Of course, he was vaccinated back last December, if I recall correctly.
Right.
And so they did have the vaccine. They weren't starting from scratch, as the vice president, I think, intimated very recently. And, you know, this kind of thing is just way out of hand. And again, it's just creating the narrative they want to create.
Now, under normal conditions, when would this vaccine have been available under the old rules?
Oh, years.
About 5 years.
Yeah.
About 5 years. So, Operation Warp Speed didn't have anything to do with us getting the vaccine. We started with zero. We didn't have anything at all. They didn't leave us anything. And again, this is not working because everybody that paid any attention to anything at all that was going on about the vaccine, about the experiments, about the tests, and about this and about that, knows that Donald Trump was the one that got it sped up to where they had it before Joe Biden even walked in the door of 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
Well, exactly right. And this was something that President Trump was very good at doing, moving heaven and earth, not only in getting the vaccine on track, clearing the path for that, but also doing things like getting the Navy ship underway sooner than anybody thought was possible at that time. Things like that President Trump did and wanted to do on a daily basis.
Well, you know, the leaders in Texas, and we'll talk about this when we come back, have slammed Joe Biden's Neanderthal remarks and claimed that he's allowing COVID-positive migrants into the U.S., and we know that is true. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. Kathy, take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the unprecedented boom in the U.S. markets. If you're following EV stocks, then you may know that this potential $3 trillion marketplace depends on graphite for next-generation energy cells. You can get free up-to-the-minute research on the stocks that are leading the way in this red-hot sector with your free subscription to Avid Metals Research Report when you text the word HOT to 48542. Developments in the electric vehicle market are compelling, but investors know we're running short on lithium and graphite supply. Did you know we could also be running short of cobalt? Cobalt is used in chemical production and is one of the critical elements needed to make the EV power source. Research suggests there's not enough ability to mine and process the material to meet demand. We've identified a strategically well-positioned company that could lead the way in solving this critical problem. Get your free research from the Metals Research Report when you text HOT to 48542. Text HOT to 48542.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
You betcha. And thank you very much, everybody, for tuning in, chiming in, and opining in. And this portion of the program, The Captain's America, is brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. That's Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son team. And, of course, I take Relief Factor every day, at least twice a day, once when I get up and once before I sit here in this chair for the length of the show at night, all night, 6 nights a week. And I take it because of what it does for me. Now, it reduces the inflammation that I have with an injury to my left ankle and leg, and it also helps to eliminate the pain associated with there. I went to get up yesterday from my chair to do something very simple, and I had all I could do just to stand on my leg, and that's just the way it goes once in a while. And I had just taken the Relief Factor, and suddenly it seemed to kick in, and boom, I was okay. I could walk normally. But I'll tell you what, for about a minute or so, it was like, oh, man. So what I like about it is it's all natural, all drug-free. And the turmeric, the resveratrol, the icarin, and omega-3 that's in it goes right straight to the source of the pain and helps to lower or eliminate it, and it also takes care of the inflammation that you have. Now, it'll support healthy joints and muscles, too, and all you got to do is go to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. Give it a go, the 3-week quick start, $19.95, and see what it'll do for you and see if you'll be one of the tens of thousands of people that it's helped right off the bat. And I'm sure it will, because I've not heard anybody tell me in a long, long time that it did not work for them. Now, again, relieffactor.com/captain is the place to go. So, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Before we get to our caller, again, we know that there were 108 illegals that were tested for COVID, tested positive, and they were all loaded on a couple of buses and sent to parts unknown. We do not know where they went because they will not tell us when they ship them out of the border detention centers where they're going to.
Well, that's right, and this is one of the things that Governor Abbott was talking about, the idea of releasing undocumented immigrants with COVID or tested positive into what he said is Texas communities. Now, Jen Psaki, the White House spokeswoman over at the White House, says that, well, she says, quote, we're all about facts around here. That is not factual. But
that is factual.
Yeah, well, exactly. So I'm wondering if it's not factual, then Ms. Psaki, then where do they go? I mean, can you just tell us where they went? Or, you know, I mean, is there any record of this? That's the kind of thing. Just come out and say, no, that's wrong.
Yeah.
But wait a minute. Well, we know people came in now. Where did they go?
Now, before I say this, did you just verify the fact that the Senate is still in session?
We're trying to verify that. We know that the estimates to read this bill would take anywhere between 5 and 10 hours, as the Senate floor staff have to read through every part of that legislation. And they literally start with the table of contents, for example. Then after that, Captain, there's an additional, once they finish reading it, there's an additional 20 hours of debate before they can get to finally taking the final vote.
Well, the Republicans are taking this right out to the max as long as they can. It's like a filibuster, but it's not a filibuster.
Well, exactly. But it is part of these procedures, and so there is a marathon.
And the other thing is, after this, Kyle, because they're using reconciliation right now, are they not?
That's right. They're using the record to get this thing passed.
And they can only do that once a year, right?
That's right.
But that changes the rules in the Senate back to where, to get anything on the floor, the Democrats or the Republicans will have to have 60 votes to get it onto the floor.
Exactly. Now, of course, this is one of those things, Captain, where President Biden talked about he wanted to go get the votes. But immediately after coming in the office, they don't care about going to get the votes. So this is not going to work out well politically, ultimately, for them, I think, because it will be a bad
thing. Okay. Let's go to the telephone line, and we have the unknown mayor of Clearwater on the telephone. It's Mike in Clearwater. Good morning.
Good morning, Captain. How you doing, Kyle? You know, it's funny. We're starting to see this hypocrisy, right? Now, you know, we got Governor Cuomo, who didn't like to play nicely with the girls, and then we got Gretchen Whitmer, who might have paid this guy $150,000 to just shut up and go away. So wake up, people. I mean, this is happening right in front of your eyes. If you can't see what's going on, then, you know, unfortunately there's no help for you. The second thing, you know, when it comes to this immigration, Kyle, do you all remember our good friend Joe Arpaio, the sheriff of Maricopa County, Arizona? This man was a hero because what did he do? He took matters into his own hands, and he started detaining the illegals himself. And he ended up getting prosecuted. Later, Trump pardoned him. But, you know, he was like, look, if the federal government's not going to do their job, then I'm going to do it for them, because when I took office, I swore to uphold the Constitution and the laws of the United States. So, you know, if an illegal immigrant is in Maricopa County, we're going to go out there and we're going to round them up and we're going to detain them. And I think at this point, the states need to take the matters into, like, Texas, you know, all the sheriffs in Texas, Florida, wherever, you know, we need to start rounding them up and detaining them at the state level, because obviously the federal government's not going to do it. So what are your thoughts on that, Kyle? Thank you so much.
All right, Mike, thank you. Okay, Kyle, you first.
Well, thanks a lot, Mike, as always. And I'll tell you this. I think that when you have something that is a clear constitutional issue, as you talked about, the idea of upholding the Constitution, it's almost as if the Democrat Party elite want to have these kinds of conflicts. They want to butt heads on this, because this really should be something that all Americans can agree on. We shouldn't allow rampant illegal immigration into the country. But the Democrats, of course, have a political they have a political agenda behind it. They believe that they're going to get people amnesty, that they're eventually going to turn into to voters if they're not already voting to begin with, and so it's something good for them. But I think that they revel in and actually do want these kinds of showdowns because they believe they can control the narrative and make it look like, oh, look, these states are all going, they're all going crazy, and they're just being mean, that kind of stuff.
Now, where does the 10th Amendment fit into all of this?
Well, basically, anything that's not enumerated to the federal government reverts back to the states. Yeah.
But if the federal government is doing their job, then under the 10th Amendment, the state can set in and do what they need to do because of their laws.
Well, exactly. So you would expect then that it would go up as high as the Supreme Court is at some point if it's challenged or if they want to make a stink out of it. Absolutely.
Now, Governor Cuomo said he's not resigning due to the nearly 30 Democratic and GOP New York lawmakers that are supporting his removal. As a top Democratic lawmaker claims that the Cuomo mistreatment has been going on for decades.
This is an issue, Captain, that's getting worse and worse, obviously, for the governor politically. I was watching an interview earlier tonight with one of the young women who's accusing the governor. She seems to be very credible. This is very painful, and I'm just aghast at the whole thing. And you're right. It may be, as we have more and more of these things begin to come to light, that this has been an ongoing pattern. That's all part of the investigation that will have to go on. And the governor's, you see, you take all this, you put together the interview with the governor's statement the other day at his press conference, which was just a little weird to say the least. It just doesn't look good for the governor.
Well, he said he was sorry, but was he sorry for the women that he accosted, or was he sorry for the people that died on his watch because he sent them to die in a nursing home? I mean, what was he sorry for? We're still trying to figure that out.
Well, exactly. And I do think that Governor Cuomo is the kind of politician that kind of believes, you know, I just kind of go out there and talk about this whole thing and, you know, people like me, they elected me, so therefore I'm going to be able to kind of fix it, you know.
Yeah.
But I actually think he made it a lot worse.
Yeah.
In this state.
Now, the top Democratic lawmaker in New York State said, and I quote, if one more woman shows up, Cuomo is done in politics.
Yeah, I would say that's a fair assumption. I think his political future already is toasted. Whether or not he serves out his term, if he has to resign, or if he's impeached, especially over the nursing home thing,
well,
it remains to be seen.
There is an impeachment effort being put in place right now in New York State, so we'll have to see where all that goes. But anyway, it's not getting any better. And Governor Whitmer in Virginia is also in the news. We'll get to her a little bit later in the program. Anyway, hang in there, folks. We're coming right back with more to Captain's America Third Watch. And how about Washington, D.C.? What did they decide to do yesterday that you didn't hear about until right now? I'll be right back.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Senate will be up late as they have yet to begin debating President Biden's $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief bill. Vice President Kamala Harris broke a 50-50 deadlock in the Senate to start the debate on the COVID-19 relief measure.
A, the distribution and administration of vaccines license.
But the debate is delayed as the Senate clerks read aloud all 628 pages after Wisconsin Republican Ron Johnson objected to a motion to dispense with the reading.
I feel bad for the clerks that are going to have to read it, but it's just important.
Democrats say there should be no delay in passing the relief bill, which includes $1,400 stimulus checks for most Americans. Republicans say the bill is loaded with unnecessary spending that has little to do with the coronavirus pandemic. This is USA Radio News.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting, alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Mike Gallagher, you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You sure are. Thank you very much, Mr. Mike. Appreciate it. Talked to him yesterday for a little bit. He was here, and I was passing through as he was passing through. But anyway, I'll tell you what, this portion of the program brought to you by my friends at Geico Insurance. Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O, geico.com, the website. And Geico has been saving people money for more than 75 years. They are currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers, including me, your humble talk radio host. Now, your local Geico office or the Geico website can help you find coverage for just about anything that you own or drive, starting with the car you drive, the truck you drive. If you have a motorcycle, covered. ATV, covered. Boat, covered. RV, covered. How about your homeowners and renters insurance, too? They can also do that for you. And if you bundle your homeowners with your automotive or your renters with your automotive, you will save money too. So trot on over to the website, Geico, GEICO.com. That's where it all starts. And either get the information and a cost comparison off the website or set up an appointment to meet with your local Geico agent. Don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. I've been with them now for 15 years and they've done a great job by me and I really appreciate it. All right. Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is back. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Okay. The initial draft recommendations from the Capitol Riot Task Force, led by Lieutenant General Russell Honoré, have surfaced. Of course, he's retired now. But they've decided to form a Capitol Riot Task Force, and it's got a pretty ominous name here. Go ahead and give it out.
Well, it's become known as Force 1-6. Yeah, that's what they've dubbed it, the Task Force 1-6.
And why is that?
Well, because 1 is January, 6 is the 6th of January. So Force 1-6, yep.
Yep, and it's going to be, as my understanding, 1,500, which is about a battalion size. They're going to be stationed right there in Washington, D.C., ready to go at a moment's notice.
Well, that's right. 24/7, 365 days a year. That's the Quick Response Force, or QRF, as it's being called. It's projected to cost somewhere between $40 and $130 million each year to do this.
Why am I not surprised?
Right. Exactly. Exactly.
So Nancy's private army sits right there now.
Right, and they're also recommending to hire some 900 more Capitol Police officers.
Sure.
40% increase over what they have.
Sure. Yeah. And keep in mind the day of the insurrection, if you want to call it that, I will call it disturbance because it does not necessarily jibe with what an insurrection would have been, especially an armed insurrection, which we didn't see. But keep in mind that there were 1,000 police that were off duty that day.
Well, exactly. I mean, this is where, I mean, the commission that's being put together to study this is so very important because we need to know what was the intelligence, how did it get transmitted. From what we've heard already, it's very disturbing. And the reason why, we need to know the reason why this wasn't handled properly with the intelligence that we already had, because I think if that had been done,
yeah,
that we wouldn't have seen what we saw ultimately on January the 6th.
Yeah, and Nancy can't keep playing stupid because she sits on that committee that determines what happens to the District of Columbia, being as how the Congress has a representative there, and she's a representative.
Well, exactly right. Because nobody would have wanted to see any of this kind of thing happen, and there's a lot of breakdowns going on here.
Now, Kamala Harris yesterday was the one that got to cast the tie-breaking vote to launch the debate over the $1.9 trillion COVID-19 bill. I'll bet she was really feeling good about that.
Probably so, probably so. And, of course, now this is being sort of shown as, oh, well, but now with these delay tactics and so forth. But the Republicans are talking about the excessive spending. They're not talking about not getting money to people that need it.
Okay, and Kyle, now it's time for... Man, I hear that start, and I just want to run the other way. That's all there is to it. Holy cow. Gee whiz. All right. Well, I couldn't make this story up if I had to. LeBron James, the rest of the NBA, a lot of professional athletes, and the Hollywood stars have been silent on a Chinese court ruling. Do you know what the court ruling is?
Yes, it has to do with their perspective, their ruling about homosexuality, possibly being, when what their words are, a mental disorder.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, you would think that hearing something like that, first of all, the gay community would be up in arms, haven't heard a word. Second, that all these people that are protesting about God knows what all the time would be up in arms, haven't heard a word. Gosh, double standard.
Well, absolutely double standard. I mean, obviously, you would think that there would be some pretty harsh words coming from some of these very prominent either athletes or Hollywood stars and so forth for something like this, because for obvious reasons, if something like that were being talked about in the United States, it would be a very, very different thing altogether. And so, again, it just, I guess it just shows the money talks, and maybe they feel their bread is buttered on that side. Who knows?
Well, if they've got butter to put on the bread.
Well, exactly.
Remember the trucks right now are having a little problem in a couple parts of the country getting fuel.
That's very true, very true. But here's the thing. It also points up a very, very stark contrast, and that is in the United States, people are free, right? I mean, this is a very, very basic tenet here. But in places where you have this kind of regime in place and so forth, they make up the rules, and they make up how you're going to be treated. You know, we see very, very similar kinds of opinions, for example, in Iran or the Iranian regime, basically. So this is a very stark contrast of what things are like and what society is like and how people are like in the United States.
And finally, to wrap up this segment before we go to the Truckers Highway and Bible Report, Joe Biden blocked the $1,400 stimulus checks for about 16 million Americans yesterday after tightening the income eligibility. Nobody over 80,000 individually and no couples over 160,000 jointly.
Well, right. And this, I think, is also in response to some moderate Democrats, you know, who have been also sort of, you know, sounding the alarm on this. And I think that that's a major compromise to them.
Well, yeah.
And
my question was, if you had somebody that was making $100,000 a year, now I realize things can go south very quickly if you're an independent business person, but why on earth would they need $1,400? They would think they would have some sort of money somewhere or some sort of retirement somewhere that they were able to borrow off from or use or whatever, or maybe they were still working because they were making that kind of money.
Well,
maybe.
And of course, you know, the cost of living is different in different parts of the nation, obviously. But this is a real signal, I think, here that especially moving forward, we're not going to see just quote unquote everybody get a check. But it could also be as well, Captain, that this is not going to sell well politically for Joe Biden ultimately, because again, there's so much spending in this bill.
Yeah.
That if you took out a lot of this exorbitant spending, you could actually give more people more money. I mean, it just, to me, it seems that simple, but
yeah.
They want to do all their political pork stuff.
Yeah, and tonight when we do the Truckers Highway and Bible Report, what we're going to do, because we've got a kind of a sparse report here at the moment, waiting on a storm to hit, if you will, we're going to give the fuel oil prices for diesel, for gasoline, for what's going on, because that's giving us an indication of where we're going, and they're not going down, Kyle. They're not going down.
Well, no, they're not. And people are seeing this. Of course, they'll see it at the pump. I saw gas, by the way, Captain, in my area, over $4 a gallon.
Of course.
Yes. And so now that's going to translate into, number one, people saying, oh, my goodness, what's happening to the economy? The gas is going up so much so quickly. Then it's going to translate into how much you buy at the grocery store. And on it goes. And Joe Biden cannot be, in his heart of hearts, sitting back thinking, oh, boy, this is all really great. Now, it's great from his political perspective that we're trying to ruin the fossil fuel industry.
Well, we're going to have electric cars, and we won't need to worry about the price of fuel.
Well, exactly.
But then you're going to have to worry about the price of electricity for charging the damn cars at your house because your electric rate's going to go through the roof.
Well, precisely. And how we're going to generate all that. I mean, can you imagine? You won't be able to if it's all wind power and we see what happened in Texas, you can't charge your car when the thing is frozen and won't turn.
Yep. Hold that thought. Folks, you're coming right back with more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and our Truckers Highway and Bible Report. This is the Captain's America Third Watch on a Friday morning, and I hope you're having a great morning out there. And if you want to call the show, 877-969-8600. Here's Kathy.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Well, thank you very much, Donna Fiducia. We appreciate you doing that for us. She's up there in Carrollton, Georgia, with her husband, Don. They run the Double D Ranch that's right there in Stables, which is just up the road a tad bit from big old Fort Benning, Georgia, to big... Hoo-ah to everybody at Fort Benning, Georgia today. By the way, speaking of that, yesterday I was at Mixon Fruit Farms to have lunch with the captain at the Groveside Cafe. Had a very good turnout yesterday, very good crowd. Appreciated seeing everybody there, especially the members of the Vietnam Brotherhood. It's always nice when a bunch of veterans get together and get to talk a little bit of shop back and forth. And my buddy Woody brought a video, about a 10-minute video for us all to see about the anniversary of Vietnam. And by the way, March the 29th, all across the country, Vietnam Veterans Day, and I'm going to be Mission Barbecue up on Bruce B. Downs up there by the USF campus. So that's where I'll be that day. They've asked me to come by, and I said, yes, I will be there. So there you go. And then I'll also be telling you about an event that I'll be doing in Bradenton at Tea Party Manatee. Their 13th anniversary coming up, the 13th of April. I'll be the MC for a big night, and we're going to have a couple of big name guests there too. So tell you more about that as it moves along. But in the meantime, we got some music to play, a blast from the past. Here we go. Wendy. That song has been around for a while. And, Kyle, who is that group?
Skype Chicago.
And what was that, 2002 or thereabouts?
For this one, I think this song goes back pretty far, I think, at least to 69 or 70 with Chicago, I think.
Okay, that's because this this was, where was this? I guess this is a concert I'm watching, or maybe a television appearance, but I remember the song back before then, so that's why I said that.
Yeah, I think they came out with a different version or something like that, but yeah, this that's some pretty good sounds from back then. Of course, Chicago went through a lot of different sort of morphs and incarnations, especially with Peter Cetera. They had a lot of hits back in the late 70s or in the throughout the 80s and 90s as well.
Well, here we go. It's going to be mild and warm and above average. Temperatures are expected for the next several days in the northern plains and upper Midwest. Meanwhile, a system will drop from the south-central plains to Florida over the next couple of days into the weekend with some rain and thunderstorms. And finally, locally heavy rain and mountain snow is expected across the Pacific Northwest into northern California the next few days, including up there in Seattle, west of Seattle in the higher elevations, 3,000 feet and up. You could be getting as much as a foot and a half of snow.
That's exactly right, Captain, and we are monitoring a flood watch this just outside of Seattle, just to the west of Seattle. A frontal system is going to bring rain to the south slopes of the Olympics, and this is going to go through Friday afternoon. 2 to 3 inches of rain is forecast, and, of course, also, as you mentioned, snow in those higher elevations. So we're going to be watching that very carefully. And, of course, the basic winter weather advisory all around Seattle right now as well. Over in northern Montana, we've got an avalanche warning, and this is going to be north of I-90, actually north of Missoula is really where this is going to be. It's going to extend all the way up to the Canadian border. Also, in southern Oregon, we do have a high wind warning. This in the Lakeview area, also the Klamath Falls area, and a wind advisory as well in the Medford, Grants Pass area. This, as you travel up into southern Oregon from northern California up Interstate 5. Below that, we do have below that the Oregon-California line, we have winter weather advisory that's extending down the coastline of pretty much the northern coast of California. Also a wind advisory, winter weather advisory in the Eureka area as you come down Highway 101. Another winter weather advisory coming out of Reno. If you're coming across I-80, you're definitely going to encounter that. Also a lake wind advisory in the Reno-Carson City area tonight, Captain. And then over for our friends in Colorado, we also have a winter weather advisory this south of Denver in the Colorado Springs area, and then also further down the I-25 corridor as you head towards Colorado City and down into New Mexico, down I-25, just coming in, and then also in, looks like, eastern New Mexico. And this is also going to encompass I-40 near Tucumcari and Bard as you come across that interstate tonight.
Yeah, it's going to go over into Amarillo, too, on I-40. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, here we go, moving across to the east. Now, there's been a lot of warmer temperatures, which has melted the ice in some of these rivers and some of these lakes, and it's gotten out there in the rivers, blocking the flow of the rivers, which is why we're getting some of these flood warnings across the Midwest right now. For example, the Mississippi River has got a lot of flood warnings along it, from Kentucky and Illinois all the way on down to Louisiana, so be advised of that in the Mississippi River area. Now, over in Tennessee, about 40 or 50 miles inland and east of Memphis, you've got some flood warnings there, right in about the area where Cousin Vinny lives. So Cousin Vinny may be out in the rowboat tonight, for all I know. And also in Mississippi, up north of Jackson, you've got some flood warnings in there. And then we can find snow tonight. Yep, we sure can. Over in the east, got to go way up in upstate New York. It's from Malone to Ogdensburg over to the north side of
Lake George area and all the way up 87 to Quebec, and then the northern part of Vermont where you've got snow there tonight as well. You've got some very cold temperatures in the northern part of Maine. There could be some snow coming in there, but right now it's very cold in the northern part of Maine. Presque Isle North, don't need to tell you, it's really chilly. You got gale force winds again from Nova Scotia down the coastline of Maine, down around to Boston, around Boston, Rhode Island, Connecticut, Long Island, and then skips along down Jersey, the Jersey coastline down to Delaware with some high wind warnings there as well. So and be advised of that. Now, the other thing is, Kyle, we're going to take a look tonight at the fuel prices, because we have got a situation where oil is not going down anytime soon. We just had a little reprieve for a little bit this week, but oil went up $2.55 a barrel with West Texas crude yesterday. Starts out the day today at $63.83. And Brent crude went up $2.67 a barrel. Starts the day at $66.74. Now, the one-year forecast down the line of oil is at $73 a barrel. The stated goal of the Iranians is they want $100 a barrel oil. You know that, right?
That's right, because that's where they're going to start making the profit, basically.
Yeah. But now, you said the price of gasoline now in some of your areas is $4 a gallon?
Yeah, for the high grade, you know, the top grade, it was $4.02 as I drove by.
Well, here's why. The wholesale price of gasoline, without any taxes being added to it, is $2 a gallon right now. That's truckload, boatload, whatever kind of load you want, $2 a gallon. And diesel is $1.90 a gallon, which is 10 cents less. So that's where we're at right now. And if you add your taxes in there, and in your case, you got that stupid dollar a gallon surcharge on top of the regular tax there, which is why your gasoline is $4 a gallon.
Yep.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, coming right back on the Captain's America Third Watch, hour number two. And when we come back, the Israeli military is getting ready, and I mean seriously getting ready, to go after the Iranian nuclear industry. Be right back.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.